I've got five of the most underrated things, that you can do for fat loss. Now, I want you to keep in mind, this is going to be a repeat because fitness is about repeating your habits daily. So let's talk about it.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. Now, if the audio is off a little bit, it's because I'm going for a walk today. I felt like walking. I felt like talking. So that's what we do. This podcast isn't about being perfect. This podcast is about being habitual, about you maintaining your habits, your discipline to achieving greatness. Really, it really is. So I want to dive right into this. Now, these are five things that you could do right now that are underrated for fat loss. Underrated. That means they're not rated because they're not fancy. Nobody wants to buy them. Nobody wants to do them, right? All the time. But if you did, you would start losing weight. You would start feeling better. You will start getting stronger. I'm telling you right now, I can't tell you enough. When I work in a gym, when I see the elderly, the older people, seniors, and they do the same thing every single day. Now, habits are great, but they do the same thing. Same weights, same activity, same thing. Your body get used to the same thing. Now, you can do the same exercises, but you got to change up the intensity. You got to change up the weights variation a little bit, but you can do the same stuff. But it literally is the same thing because they're not getting any stronger. They're not looking any better. And that's a problem for me because I know that they can change. I know they can get stronger. I've seen it. So I'm not picking on anybody that's over 40, 50, 60, 70. I'm not. I'm just telling you what I see. So these things right here will help you because we're playing the long game. We're trying to get more fit. We're trying to get healthier. We're trying to live a healthy life. So if you're trying to do those things and you want those things and not be an old grumpy pants, here we go. Number one, you got to be sleeping. Last night, I didn't get very much sleep. Today, I paid for it in my workout. I just did. I didn't get very much sleep. My daughter's been sick. She's had fever. And you know what? She likes to jump in bed with us. When that happens, she loves to kick. She loves to fight in her sleep. She's like Karate Kid. Wah, 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 wah. But I'm just telling you right now. I'm telling you this. Sleep is so important. That's when the magic happens. That's when your hormones get to active, all those things. I'm not scientific. I'm just telling you the truth. Sleep is so important. That's when your muscles repair. Did you know that your muscles don't grow in the gym? They grow at night. They grow when you're at rest. They don't grow during the gym. They just get that pump. That's why you feel, you just get full of water and blood. When they actually grow is when you're resting, when you're at rest, when you're asleep, when your hormones are working correctly. So ladies, if you want your hormones to work, get more sleep. I understand that we all get older. I understand those things. But you can take care of some stuff by sleeping. You can take care of it by getting enough rest. How much rest? At least 6 to 8 hours. 6 to 8. Get as much as you can. Sleep, 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 sleep. Number two, you got to eat a lot of protein. Right now I have a protein bar. I just got done with my workout. Does it matter when you eat your protein? No, it doesn't. As long as you get your protein in. Eat your protein. Shoot for a goal. If your goal is to weigh 140 pounds and you weigh 180 pounds, you better be eating 140 pounds or 140 grams of protein every single day, or at least shooting for it. Try it. I'm telling you, you're going to feel full. You're going to feel strong. You're going to build muscle and burn the fat off your body if you eat enough protein. Protein is the building block of muscle. Good proteins, fish, egg whites, eggs, lean meats, top sirloins, you have chicken, you have all sorts, tuna, you have all sorts of stuff. Google it, protein, sources of protein. Number three, you need to be walking, lots of walking. Right now I'm walking. I have really been parking far away from everything that I do. The more steps you get in, the more activity you get in, the more calories you will burn. And that's what creates a calorie deficit. If I move a lot more than what I'm eating, then I'm going to start burning fat. If you want to burn fat, you got to move. You got to eat right. You have to eat healthy, but you also got to eat less healthy, right? Less of the health. So even though you may be eating a lot of healthy things, but if you're eating too many calories, you're going to put on fat, plain and simple. So make sure that you're walking a lot. Get your walks in. Walk, 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 walk. Go for walks. If it's too hot, wait till it's dark. Put on a vest. If you have a big neighborhood, there's no excuses for you not to go walk. There are no excuses. Go for lots of walks. Take your spouse with you. Take a friend with you. Talk. Talk about your problems. Talk about your life. Use it as your psych hour, right? Go for walks. Number four, we need to be strength training. If you're not strength training, you are missing out on a lot of gains. So make sure that you start strength training. Strength training is the key to keeping muscle mass on your body along with good protein intake. You will get strong. How many days a week? At least 3 to 4. I sent a message to one of my followers online and they were asking about strength training with only dumbbells. You can get strong with dumbbells, but you got to make sure that they're the right size of dumbbells. You can't be getting strong with 5-pound dumbbells. Can you get strong with 10-pound dumbbells? Maybe. 15-pound dumbbells? Maybe. But guess what? You have to apply a resistance that you cannot press away. Over time, you will press away, right? Do it safely though. Make sure that you are strength training. When you're strength training, make sure that you're doing a lot of things that are simple. There's so many things, right? We put out a lot of kettlebell workouts. We put a lot of kettlebell stuff because the kettlebell is very versatile. You can use it anywhere. You can do it anywhere. You can take it with you on trips, put it in the trunk and go. Very easy. Five exercises at a time, 3 days a week. We're going to push something. We're going to pull something. We're going to squat something. We're going to hinge or deadlift. And then we're going to challenge it with a core exercise like a plank, a rotation, a windmill, something that makes your body move. If you can compile your workouts like that 3 days a week to 4 days a week, 20, 30 minutes, I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, you will get strong. You will feel better. Your joints will thank you. Everybody should be squatting. Did I say barbell squat? No. I said everybody should be squatting. There's different forms of squats. There's split squats, Bulgarian split squats. There's all sorts of squats, right? Back squats, front squats, hack squats, wide squats, close grip, close squats. But there's so many, okay? I'm just trying to make a point here. But again, you want to push something, you want to pull something, you want to squat, you want to deadlift, and you want to hinge, and then you want to do a core exercise. Lastly, stress management. You have to manage your stress. Guess what? If you want less stress, you need to make sure that you're maintaining your habits every single day. What are your habits? What time do you get up? What time do you go to the gym? What time do you have that quiet hour, quiet 30 minutes, quiet 15 minutes? Everything needs to be planned. If you're planned, you will remain neutral. You won't be overly positive nor negative. And if you're negative, you need to get all that negative crap out now. Stop it. Just remain neutral. What I mean by that is understand the facts of life. If you have the facts, if you have everything intact, if you have your day's plans, things will happen. But guess what? You will be able to manage your stress. You will have your workout. If your workout's early morning, go work out early morning. If you have to work out afternoon, go work out afternoon. But you need to work out every single day if you want to live a healthier, stronger life. That's it, guys. I'm telling you, this underrated stuff, it works best. It is boring, but guess what? It works. So get after it. If you get a chance, go check out everything that we're doing everywhere. Follow us, like us, BUSTOS Training. Check out the website, BustosTraining.com, for further questions, inquiries. Whatever the heck you want, we'll do it. So let's get after it, guys. Thank you so much for joining this podcast, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat. See you later.